There should probably be like a 'twas the day after Christmas poem. I don't know that, you know, Google it, you know, with AI, I'm sure there's probably five versions of that, you know, right now, but it is the day after, and happy Christmas, everybody. Well, happy Christmas, everybody, and happy Boxing Day, right? This is Pastor Burcloud with your Sunday forecast. I hope that you have had a wonderful, wonderful Christmas experience, and that you know, you're kind of not finding things. You know, I a few years ago lost those things that were supposed to go into the stockings, and I you know, got in trouble for it because, like, you know, you had it and you took care of it, and then I couldn't find them. And so, like, at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm out at CVS, you know, kind of like looking through the stuff, you know, a clerk kind of wondering what is wrong with this guy. And, you know, right after Christmas, we found them, and it was embarrassing. So, hopefully, you're not embarrassed today and that you're enjoying a wonderful, wonderful time. It is Boxing Day. Now, not necessarily an American thing. If you're part of, like, if you were in one of the British countries, British Commonwealth countries like Canada or UK, of course, it started in UK. It's a banking holiday that originally started out, but it became this kind of day to donate gifts to those who are in need, which is really cool. And it's kind of evolved to be part of Christmas activities, and it is just a neat thing, and also a great day to find sales in lots of stores the day after Christmas. Well, whatever you're doing today, however you're spending this time, I hope that you are very well. We are continuing our celebration of our Lord's birth. You know, this business of the 25th of December is really important. But, you know, this is actually a season that is celebrated inside of the church. And so for the next, you know, roughly 12 days until we get to Epiphany, which is the day that we remember the Magi seeking and finding the newborn king, until Epiphany, we have this whole time of celebration. And so I hope that you will continue to do this work of remembering and renewing and celebrating the very coming, the incarnation of God with us. Now, it, you know, if you remember, this is the important news, the good news that God comes to be with us and go with us through, you know, the really kind of hard times, the times that are fearful, times that are hard. Goes right into that mess with us, comes into our mess and goes right through it with us. And that's just such good news. So I want you to know that this Sunday I am away. Gina and I always travel right after the holidays. And so I will not be with you, but we have just a great, great thing in that we have special guest preachers, which are Sharon Rosenfeld and Heather Toth, wonderful parts of our staff here at Sterling United Methodist Church, and they will be leading the service and kind of, you know, kind of preaching and sort of causing some reflection on things. That, you know, we're still kind of talking about, you know, kind of using the information of what is in front of us, including those things that kind of trigger fear, using that information, kind of figure out how. You know, we might be stuck in some places, or, you know, what things are kind of holding us back. And kind of talking about the intersection between those things, and maybe even kind of having some conversation about that. So the scripture that they're going to use is real familiar. It's Matthew chapter 2, verses 13 through 15 and verses 19 through 23. So let me read that for you so that you can be thinking about that and kind of anticipating some of those conversations. So And by the way, this is after the Magi have departed. We're a little kind of out of sequence, but that's okay. That's part of what we're doing right now. So verse 13, when the Magi had departed, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod will soon search for the child in order to kill him." Joseph got up and during the night took the child and his mother to Egypt, and he stayed there until Herod died. Well, you know, long time. This was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken through the prophet, "I have called my son out of Egypt." All right, picking up with verse 19. After King Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt. "Get up," the angel said, "and take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel. Those who were trying to kill the child are dead." Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he had heard that Archelaus ruled over Judea in place of his father Herod, Joseph was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he went to the area of Galilee. He settled in a city called Nazareth, so that what was spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled: "He will be called a Nazarene." Wow. I mean, all the kind of interconnected details and the way in which God kind of continues to work those things through and out. For the one who comes to save us, but also comes to walk with us into the, you know, the stuff, the hard, difficult stuff. Not just to kind of like show up, but to be present in the midst of all that. And that's kind of what we've been talking about and what we're anticipating as we move forward together. So I hope that you will be sure to be with us in person or online at 10 o'clock on Sunday, and that you're able to, do the things that you need to do to kind of make the transition through this season and into the new year. I'll be thinking about you. I'll be praying for you. I'll look forward to seeing you on Epiphany Sunday. That's not this Sunday, but next Sunday. I'll be there with you, and I look forward to seeing what God has in store for us next. You know, there's a real kind of wise saying that our best days are still yet to come. Our best days are in front of us with God. And I believe that. And I believe that in a short-term kind of way, and I believe that in a long-term kind of way. But, you know, let's discover that together as we enter into this new year. God bless you, and I will look forward to seeing you very soon.